This is my grandpa, George Hurley.
This is Dad's father. And evidently, it sort of scared me at first, but as Allison says, it must have been a time that they didn't smile.
Oh, they did. Well, the picture, they had to wait like 30 minutes for the picture to take. Remember? They had to take a photo. They didn't smile, but they also had to wait.
But it was like the Masons. I don't know what the organization was. But this was the Knights of Columbus or Masons or something like that.
That's right. And he was the...
And this probably was in England. No, I don't know that it would have been in England. But that is... George,
wait,
what
when did we come over
name?
To America? How long down the road?
Well, we're not that old.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
No, well, but Nanny. She
but
came
he
from
had
England.
To be old.
It was Frank.
My grandmother came.
Frank L.
She would make
Frank
shoes.
Frank L.
Frank L. You're saying his dad's father's
okay.
name. Well, was he also a. Oh, I was going to say Lee. That's Eric's mother. But Dad's middle
I'll
name is Francis.
My father worked in a shoe factory. He never had a paid holiday, a paid vacation in his whole life. And he got paid by piecework. He got paid just for what he did.
What he did, yeah. So, by shoe, yeah. His nanny worked in the shoe factory.
Nanny worked in the shoe factory for a while before I was born.
So it was probably the same situation.
She was a stitcher. Or a sewer, a stitcher, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My
brother Leonard ended up working on North Shore Island, which is just off of Woods Hole, Cape Cod,
mm-hmm.
as a farmhand. And
tell the story that he provided the Christmas tree.
Yeah. And they only had off Saturday afternoon and Saturday night was the only time off they had during the week from working on the farm.
Hmm. Surprised
and I used to have
much.
To bring them up to Woods Hole in a boat. And the boat, on Saturday night, the boat left to go back at 1 a.m. in the morning. They had to be at the dock to get a ride back. Otherwise, if they... weren't there, they ended up having to swim back.
And you don't swim back from there to Woods Hole. Or hope you find a fisherman that happens to still be out.
Well, he had a buddy, Callahan, who ran a fishing boat. And when he got stuck, he would take him back on the Sunday morning.
Oh, it's funny. I can only imagine why they would possibly have missed that boat. They were probably the reason why they would possibly miss that boat was probably because they were letting loose a little bit.
We never
asked.
Clued into what he really was doing.
But tell, because this is a neat piece of history about the tree, right? Didn't he help to bring the tree to?
He became a tree surgeon. And he
that
traveled all over the
That's
East.
What he, said.
He actually went out looking for and bought trees in New Jersey and Connecticut, which they dug up and moved for the Long Island, for the New York City World's Fair in the 1930s.
I think that's pretty neat. So they provided that tree for the World's Fair.
These were,
but he helped
these
pick
were
them
big
out.
Trees. I mean,
they come in an 18-wheeler.
They were
that
big
sure.
around at the trunk. Yeah, they were big trees.
That's
yeah, you would
neat.
Have really found him interesting.
And so Leonard was 17 years older than you?
About that. I can't remember for sure, but it was 16 or 17.
And then
Gladys,
your sister.
I think, was 12. My sister.
So you were the baby of the family.
And she...
put the oven.
She married George Grady. They both worked in the shoe factory in Brockton. And then he took the tests and was accepted into the Massachusetts State Police.
That's right.
And then she didn't have her driver's license, but she told him that she had one. And all of a sudden, he has to be taken out to Framingham, Massachusetts, to start his schooling for the state police. And he suggested that she drive him out there. And she was desperate to get her driver's license before she made that trip. My father was not very... I guess he didn't like loaning out his car.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real trial for him to let her use his car to get her driver's license. But she did, and she got it on the first try. And then she drove George's car out to pick him up at his graduation in Framingham. But
now, Uncle George went on to have an interesting career, though, with that. Wasn't he associated with some big...
He ended up as in the detective agency, the state police detective agency. And he was on the staff with a guy who was a district attorney in the Boston area. And they were involved in some major, major cleanups of crooks, many of whom were Boston politicians and police.
Oof. So he probably had some death threats there.
He had to use his own car to drive through the city of Boston so they wouldn't recognize him.
Right.
And then his boss ran for governor and ended up as the governor of Massachusetts. And George served as his aide in the state house with the governor for the term. It was 2 years, maybe it was four. And that was when I was in the Navy, I think, or about. Anyway, they remember him asking me. I had just finished semesters in the Navy.
Probably your college. Flight training.
He asked me if I wanted to get appointed to the Annapolis, because the state had certain appointments to Annapolis.
You said no, Dad?
Huh?
You said no?
Yeah, I said no because I had already finished 2 years of college, and I would be starting all over again.
I know, but imagine if you had.
when I think about it, lucky I didn't.
Oh, why?
Because my whole life would have been different.
Well, it would have been different. Right, true. Who knows if you would have crossed paths with Mom? Probably not.
I would never have, because the only reason we met is because we worked for the same company when I was a field engineer.
That is true. That is interesting to think of that.
I had just started working for General Electric, I guess. No, for Wright Aero. I've been with them a couple of months. And they had a flight test program going on at Edwards Air Force Base. And the guy that was the field engineer that was running it, on the responsible testing the engines, had to take two weeks vacation. So they sent me out there to fill in for him for the 2 weeks, but just to fill the spot.
I do.
Oh my God.
And they had bought a new Ford station wagon to be the company car out there. So on January 1st, it was around 1950, I left New Jersey to drive out to California to be there for 3 weeks at Edwards Air Force Base. Well, it turns out the guy that I'm replacing, another job came up which he preferred in the Los Angeles office, so he took that job, and I was left replacing him. And we got into some real go-arounds. I ended up getting home in May. I left January 1st. I got home in May for 2 days to get my summer clothes to go back out to Edwards. And the next time I came home, I went to the Christmas party from the airport on my way home.
Well, that was longer than 2 weeks. But yeah. Probably a great opportunity for you.
Well, it was for me because I kind of made a name for myself. Actually, what happened is I was out there, and the company was not supporting the flight test program, and it was the way they should have been. And we were just desperate for some help, parts and service and stuff. And finally, I ended up, I wrote a letter to one of the senior people in the company, not my boss or my boss's boss, but a vice president.
Okay.
I wrote a letter explaining all the troubles that we were in and what the hell we needed to do. And boy, did that create an uproar. They ended up moving about 25 people out there to replace me. And my boss, I remember he came to me, recalled me. Well, he was out there. He was one of the ones they sent out there. And he said, well, he says, you can stay, but you're not going to be doing what you've been doing. He says, otherwise, if you want, we have another assignment for you. And we had a brand new project, flight test project, going on in Columbus, Ohio, for a brand new airplane. And I ended up coming back to New Jersey and commuting out to Columbus. And that was when I bought the airplane.
Oh, okay.
For commuting out there.
To be able to get back. Now, how would they have expected you to otherwise commute back and forth?
Oh,
you were on your own?
Train.
No, but how did they expect you to physically get back and forth? They wanted you to move there? Is that...
To California?
To Columbus.
Oh, to Columbus. That was temporary.
It was
just a commuting job, yeah.
All right, so...
You know, I lived with a bachelor's in New Jersey. My house was in New Jersey. But, in fact, at that time, I had two cars. I had a car out there and a car in New Jersey, and I had the airplane to commute.
Yes, that's why you were a bachelor that these women were seeking after.
I don't know what they thought, but I was different.
You look good on paper.
Look good on paper, yeah, I guess so, yeah. But I had a great time, and I've been so fortunate. And, of course, the most fortunate thing that happened to me was that Joanne got a job in the same company, and we ended up meeting. And when you think about it, we've had a great life, 60 years.
60 years, yep. Wow. Not too many people can say that anymore. 60 years, original marriages, and that you all have had a good, healthy...
Yeah.
Good,
we're
healthy
still
run.
Talking.
And you're still talking. You're still in the same room.
But I have been very fortunate in many respects. I have probably one of the closest calls that anybody could possibly have. And that I was flying at night in my Sky Ranger, and I had an engine failure.
Ooh.
And I had to glide back to Seekonk Airport, which was a grass strip in the middle of the woods.
Seekonk,
they had
New Jersey?
They had three flare parts out to show where the runway was.
But you had built it? But you and Bob Hill built that, right?
Built what?
The airport.
No, not that airport.
Oh, but you
not
did build
Seekonk.
It?
No, we built the one in Braintree in Massachusetts.
That one's broken too.
Why do you fix
that? That's 22.
No, this is
the BB gun. Oh. My memory is really gone to hell in a basket.
Well, you certainly have a pretty good recall of your...
I had a wonderful life. I haven't set the world on fire, but I stirred up a few... bushfires.
As one should. All right, well, Dad, Mary-